It's the one-year anniversary of the five-month ISIS takeover in a Filipino region. So what's changed? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. From ministry efforts in South Asia to visionary outreach on U.S. college campuses, we've got stories to share today that you won't get anywhere else. We'll start today in the Philippines, where a year ago, armed forces ended ISIS's five-month brutal siege of Morari. The region's been under martial law since last fall, but some parts remain restive. Responding to a report that ISIS was targeting Christians in Mindanao, AMG International's Bill Passon says the team hasn't experienced that directly. However,
this has been an ongoing situation for quite some time. And, you know, when we speak about Mindanao, Mindanao is a large area, but there are definitely pockets where that statement would be true.
AMG supports national church planting initiatives and supports a number of child and youth development programs. So sometimes there's pushback, but
ultimately, what's going to change these communities is that the gospel goes out and that these people, maybe even some of these people who have radical ideas now, are confronted with the gospel and it transforms their lives. And that's what ultimately changes communities. So just pray that the gospel will continue.
Tomorrow, one of the cities destroyed in ISIS's last stand breaks ground to begin rebuilding again. The story is one of hope and new beginnings. On extremism and the Philippines, Passon's had this to say.
As you're being made aware, I think there's an obligation that we have as believers to pray and lift up our brothers and sisters around the world. And so pray for them that they would keep their eyes on Christ. We believe that God's grace is sufficient.
Next, business as missions has been a popular way for Christian missionaries to enter creative access countries over the last few decades. But is it still the most effective method? Pierre Hosny with Horizons International suggests the current business as missions model may at times have some flaws.
You know, sometimes business as missions doesn't go much beyond kind of a cover for missions. And sometimes it's been a little bit prone to fail on the business side. And sometimes fail also to push forward the ministry activities that it's trying to.
That's why Horizons International is taking this model and flipping it on its head. Their approach to ministry in Lebanon is missional business. Hosni describes it as business activities, not just for a missional cover, but with a missional purpose.
What we're trying to do with missional businesses is make them actually really viable businesses that directly impact the kingdom. And we've found the best results come from when we are using indigenous ideas for business and indigenous businessmen that are kingdom-minded.
If you'd like to get involved, you can offer your small business skill sets or support one of the business startups. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And partnership is the name of the game for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, who has already announced its 2030 calling. It's a vision to see every college campus in the United States have access to the gospel by the year 2030. InterVarsity's York Moore tells us.
So InterVarsity is committed to partnership more than ever because we began to realize that there's only so much that one organization can do. So as the National Director for Catalytic Partnership, I have been guided by one question, and that is, what can we do together with others that we could never accomplish by ourselves?
The answer? Spark a revival.
Partnership isn't always about doing things together where you are. It's about figuring out how you can deploy your best resources, your best assets, your best people to places where you're not. And so in 2019, at Urbana, we are going to launch every campus officially. We'll have an interactive prayer map. There'll be a website. There'll be digital resources backed up with human resources, coaches for churches, denominations, church networks. We don't want this merely to be a parachurch thing. We believe that if we're going to get to every campus in the country, we're going to have to rely heavily upon the local church.
You are the local church. If the stories of revival or campus ministry strike home, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month's Lava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.